I have to admit I was one of the few people who didn't stockpile canned goods and cash in anticipation of the Y2K crisis. And although I had plenty of candles on hand New Year's Eve, they were there to create a festive atmosphere for my dinner guests, not to light our way into some post-millennium darkness. But if all the hype leading up to Y2K wasn't enough, ever since the greatest non-event of the century came and went, we've had to listen to all the self-congratulatory nonsense. All the hard work, all the careful planning, aren't we great? Doesn't anybody remember we caused this mess in the first place? We keep developing these new technologies and then applying them without ever looking beyond the most obvious consequences. Things like the personal computer promise to change our lives, and they do, but until there's a crisis like the silly Y2K thing, nobody bothers to ask at what cost. Look at the environment. We deal with the obvious and forget about everything else. So if a chemical is highly toxic or a nuclear device is highly explosive, then we have a tendency to avoid it, or at least try to contain it somehow. But look at the things that have had a subtle but deadly impact, like chlorofluorocarbons. Down here on Earth, they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. Inexpensive, inert substances that could do everything from keeping our food frozen and our houses cool to cleaning our computer chips. And then we found out that CFCs were destroying the ozone layer. Who knew? Better yet, who even bothered to ask? Look, I'm not saying that we should abandon any new ideas in case they might backfire on us. What I am saying is that everything has a cost. Everything. And we could avoid a whole lot of trouble and panic if we really bothered to look at the price tag in the first place.